Blessed greetings, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tune-Up with Pastor Shirley Johnson. Well, friends, during this restoration destination, we have been basking in the sunshine that is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so I hope and pray that you've been getting rest in the Lord and getting refreshed and renewed, but most importantly, that you're getting restored. We learned last week that restoration and wholeness is what God desires for us. We began this voyage floating on the oceans of It Is Well, followed by a staycation on Restored Anew. And last week, we dropped our anchors on the oasis of Made Whole. This journey has been impactful for me as I've navigated through my own restoration process. And it's been my prayer that it is also equally beneficial to you as well. Through Restoration Destination, through this series, we've come to the understanding that all things being well is less about what's going on in our lives, our situations, our circumstances, and more about the fact that Jesus is the source of our lives. He rose from the grave with all power in his hands, and this act alone allows us to rise above the fray of our circumstances, to live victoriously and purposefully. We have learned that we've been restored anew. That means we're no longer needing to allow the past to dictate and rule our lives. Our mistakes and our errors, they don't impact our futures in the same way. The work of the cross is complete. Therefore, and because it's complete, we've been reconstructed back to our original state. We talked about a boat kind of being taken back to its original grain. We've been taken back to our image and likeness of Christ. And so this is exciting for us. Then last week, we took a deeper dive into restoration, which is often thought of as being healed or this place of healing. Yet we discovered that healing is actually the most basic level of what God desires to do through our restoration process. In fact, he wants us to be made whole. Today, as we voyage towards the end of our series, we will experience the power of the tsunami of God himself. Yes, restoring us, confirming us, strengthening us, and establishing us. The very thought of the magnanimous God deciding to personally handle the restorative process of our lives has been kind of bubbling up on me, the inside of me this whole month. And I think you can kind of tell my excitement here, because it's really amazing that God would choose not to farm this process out. So before we get too excited and ahead of ourselves, let us pray and get tuned up in the Word of God together. Father, we are so grateful for your love, your healing, and restoration in our lives. We can experience so much devastation that it leaves us feeling empty and alone and separated from your loving hand, but we are not at all separated. The scriptures remind us that you take such care with the restoration process that you do not contract this out to others, not to pastors, not to parents, not to friends, or even therapists. You do it all yourself. You restore, you confirm, you strengthen, and then you establish each and every one of us. And so we are excited today as we seek your word and seek to gain greater understanding and insight of the myriad of ways that you restore everything we have lost in Jesus' name. So we just thank you and we praise you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, Nationwide Insurance Company used to have a slogan, "Life comes at you fast." And the premise of the commercial was to convey that you needed to get Nationwide Insurance to protect you in the event of some sort of accident. Now, this accident could happen in your car. It could be a home thing. It could be a physical assault. Whatever it was, it would come at you fast and you needed this insurance. Well, I've learned that life does come at you fast. And it was supposed to help these potential customers find this policy that's going to be perfect to fit those needs, to replace all that was lost, all that was damaged. Having this policy would provide restoration when life came at them fast. Now, we've all lived long enough to know that life really does come at us fast. And it's a true testament that sometimes we're usually either underprepared or not prepared at all. We typically don't recover, especially if we don't have an insurance policy to provide restoration. Do you know who else gets this concept? God gets it. God himself. God realized that with sin in play, we were going to need an insurance policy for every time life came at us fast. if it was going to be well with us, if we were going to be restored anew, and if we were going to be made whole, then restoration was going to require an insurance policy, which was Jesus. But God himself was going to be our adjuster. He was going to be the one who ensured that we would receive full restitution for everything lost, everything damaged, everything broken, everything bruised. 1 Peter 5 and 10 encourages us, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself, this process is so important to God that he doesn't contract it out. He does it himself. He's going to restore us, confirm us, strengthen, and establish you. Doesn't that sound good? God himself is going to do all of this because of his love for you. I remember the countless times I messed up as a child, and the most comforting words always came from my mother, reassuring me that I was still her child, that the seeming disappointment did not mean disconnection. You see, my fall was merely a temporary moment, and it was not meant to be a lifetime event. It was not meant to be something rehearsed throughout the entirety of my life. In that moment of restoration, it did not matter to me what anyone else thought about my slip-up. I did not care who thought I deserved the consequences that came with my actions. My mother was there restoring me. This was essential to me receiving my healing, getting up from that fallen place, shifting from my broken state, and moving forward healthy, whole, and restored. It's like my mother knew that everyone would not agree with me being restored. People have different time frames of judgment that they think should befall a person when they err or when they make mistakes. And so for me, it was, you know, before they could accept my restoration, I had to go through this gauntlet. But my mother realized that these outside factors might belabor my healing process and restoration. So she had to encourage me herself. Understanding that that no act could separate me from her was essential to me getting back on track and doing so quickly. God, our Father, handles restoration of his children the exact same way. He does not rely on anyone else to remind us who we are and to whom we belong. He does not farm out or contract this to someone else. He himself restores us with his loving and gentle hand because restoration is that important to him. He knew that alone he could only do it. Jesus alone. It could not be someone else. When I look at 1 Peter 5 and 10, I'm looking at the fact that God doesn't just say, I'm going to restore you. But he goes further. After I restore you, I want to confirm you. Then I'm going to strengthen you because the lot's going to come at you. Remember, life's coming at us fast. But then I'm going to establish you. Suffering is a natural outcome when we fall from grace, but it does not last forever. People will condemn and attempt to place a constraint on our suffering, a timetable for our healing and for them to determine if true repentance has taken place. But that's not the word of God. When we look at 1 Peter 5 and 10, we see that suffering is momentary. The scripture says, but after you've suffered a little while, that God himself will move in and save the day, literally. Now listen, it's not just important to know that restoration is important to God. It's that the steps that he takes to restore us, then he confirms us, and then he strengthens us, and then he establishes us into our destiny. He knows that it's not just a one and done. It's a multi-layered process. It's when he does that, that we're prepared to go into our destinies. Anything short of that makes us ill-prepared. Going into destiny broken and damaged minimizes our effectiveness in the kingdom of God. We bring into our destined places all of the residue of the unhealed life, indecision, confusion, insecurities, and a host of other mindsets that do not align with the mind of Christ. We find ourselves settling for less than what God has for us, oftentimes because we count the past losses as long gone. But the word of God encourages us that this is not the case. God himself will see to it that you are restored, You are confirmed, you are strengthened, and established after you've suffered but a little while. That little while, it just does something to me, because sometimes we will put those same constraints on ourselves that others do, that we have to go through this gauntlet in order to receive it, but it's all by God's grace. Aren't you grateful for the grace of God, the one who has called us into his eternal glory in Christ? He himself will take this process, and he takes it so seriously because he understands that if we are restored without confirmation, or we're confirmed without being strengthened, or strengthened without being established, we're going to fall short. So he himself seeks to complete this multi-layered restorative process in our lives, which is an extension of being made whole. After God restores us, then he confirms us. This is an essential step because God knows the residual damage of being separated from him and feeling disconnected from his love and from his calling on our lives. So God heals us, then he restores us, then he confirms us as his own. Jesus called for the disciples, but he called Peter by name. Peter had denied Jesus, and in doing so, he felt that he was no longer one of Jesus's disciples. So Jesus called him by name to confirm him. Peter needed confirmation that he was still one of the 12. Peter wasn't just one of the disciples. He was the disciple upon whom God would build his church. So sometimes people are focused on the stone that the builders rejected, and they're so focused and fixated there that they fail to recognize the very stone that God accepts. After confirmation, God strengthens us. Now, this is a direct result of confirmation. We regain our strength when we have been confirmed by the Lord. This is how we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's in his strength and in his power. So in concluding the restoration process, God establishes. He takes us and he establishes. He sets us straight. He fixes us and positions us. See, people are quick to tell us who we are and who we're not, where we belong, but it's truly God who establishes. It's God who tells us who we are and where we belong, not people. So no matter what you're going through, it's God who has established you. Whatever situation has you feeling disconnected from God, know that you are connected through his confirmation. Whatever circumstances have left you feeling dismal and defeated, know that you have victory in Christ because you have been established by God. Restoration is an all-inclusive process. It is not merely a healing of the heart and salvation or mind, emotions. It's actually a cleaning up of the debris that hinders us from moving in victory. God is careful also to restore all that we lost, along the way. Relationships, think of Job, heartaches, painful places. Restoration is the portion due to you. It has been provided by God himself. Perhaps we have someone listening who is hurting, and you desire to be restored, but you worry if you'll be accepted by God. You've heard people say, oh, what you've done is so horrible. It's so terrible. There is no redemption for you. But I challenge you that you are just the person that God has been waiting for. You are the one he loves, and you are the one that he allowed his son to give his life for. And you are the one that after receiving that salvation, God says, now I am going to confirm you. I'm going to restore you and I confirm you. I am going to strengthen you and I'm going to establish you. You are salvageable. It's not about whether you're worthy. God was worthy. God was able to restore Peter. He can restore you. He can restore me. We all fall short. We all sin. And we all lose sight of what's really important. But that's what salvation was all about. And that's what restoration is all about. It's all about God wrapping his arms around us in our most broken state to restore us and confirm us, to strengthen us, and to establish us. If you're here and you're wanting to have Jesus as part of your life, just repeat after me. Lord, I know I'm a sinner, But you said that your grace and your mercy is able to save me. That if I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you raised Christ from the dead, then I will be saved. Oh, Lord, I do confess and I do believe. And I believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior and that I am now reconnected to you. And you can start that restorative process that I've learned so much about today. I thank you, Lord, for being my Savior and being my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. It is literally that simple. Now you are part of the kingdom of God. Now you're part of his fold and he can do so much with your life. Listen, if you just accepted that prayer, that call to salvation, I challenge you to find a teaching church in your community so that you can be connected. There's something about fellowship and being connected in Christian fellowship. It's going to help grow your faith, strengthen your walk with God, and it's also going to develop you along the way. So I'm excited for you. If you've prayed that prayer, please send us a message to TuesdayTuneUp1@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We want to just welcome you to the family of faith. And we just want to just encourage you for your journey and for your way, because your way is made in Christ. And so we just thank you. Thank you so much for everyone joining us tonight. We're going to ask you to do us one favor. If you could go out to your favorite podcast platform, select us as a favorite. That'll ensure that you never miss an episode. And you can also visit us on our YouTube channel and just be connected to us and connected to your families. This is a great podcast. It's simple and short, and we keep it that way on purpose so that you can use it as a personal devotional, family devotional, or even with your small group. So we are excited about you. We are going to pray and bless our day. And then we look forward to getting tuned up with you and the Word of God next week. Next week, that's our last week for Destination Restoration Destination. So definitely you do not want to miss it. Father, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, which covers us, Lord God, which renews daily in our lives. But most importantly, Lord, tonight, we thank you for restoration. We thank you for restoring us and confirming us, establishing us and strengthening us for the journey ahead. We thank you, Lord God, that there's no place that we go that's outside of your presence, but you are forever with us. Now bless us this week, Lord God, as we dive into this word and we chew on it and meditate on it all week. Lord God, I ask that you let it be revelatory in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have a victorious day and we can't wait to see you next week.